Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
The title of our message today is The Lord Our God. Turn with me to Mark chapter 12, and then we'll read verses 29 and 30. And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment." The Lord Jesus was answering the scribe who questioned him, asking him, what is the first and the great commandment? And the Lord answered him that the first of all the commandments is this, that the Lord our God is the only Lord, is one Lord. We all have one Lord, and there is not another. And that this Lord is our God. And this is what he wants us to understand. In that unless we understand this, we cannot love God. Because he says, then thou shalt love the Lord your God, with all your heart, with all your soul. So we must know the Lord. Who is this Lord we are to love? With all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. That he is one. That this God is one. And he is the Lord. The Lord Jesus reprimanded his disciples after he has resurrected, and they did not know what happened to him. They were looking for him. They said they have stolen his body. If we read that from Luke chapter 24, reading verses 25 to 27. "Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." He reprimanded them that, "Oh, you fools and slow to understand what the prophets wrote." Because they thought his body has been stolen. "That ought not Christ to have suffered according to the scriptures, and that he will rise again on the third day and enter into his glory, the glory that he had before the world was created, what the scripture says, what the prophet wrote." And then say, "Beginning from Moses and in all the prophets, in all the scriptures, he expounded unto them the things concerning himself, that Christ, whom they are looking for, is the Word. That it was the Word that was made flesh. The man Christ Jesus was the Word in human form. And then he has suffered according to the scriptures and died and returned to where he came from. He has returned to God again, that the Word was made flesh to suffer and to die, and then to return again to the Word. That Christ is no longer in the flesh. Christ is now in God. That he is going to be made flesh, and then he will return to where he came from, into his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. That the Lord our God is one. That it is that God that was in Christ Jesus." See what 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says from verse 16. "Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Are you hearing? He said that God himself was in the man Christ Jesus, reconciling the world to himself. That's why Jesus says that the words I speak is not me speaking, it's my Father that dwells in me. In the days of his flesh, he told his disciples, he said, he that has seen me has seen the Father. That God himself, which God, the Word, was in the man Christ Jesus reconciling the world to himself. Now he says that he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. That same God is now in the Word, no longer in the flesh. We used to see him in the flesh. Today we don't see him in flesh and blood anymore. He is in the Word. That Christ was made flesh and to suffer and to die. Now he has returned into where he has been before the world was created. That Christ now is in God. Who is that God? The Word. And therefore he said, the apostle said, he has committed to us this word of reconciliation. He's reconciling the world to himself by the scriptures. That God is in the holy scriptures in the Bible. And this is the word of reconciliation today. We don't see Christ in the flesh anymore. We see him in the holy Bible. That's where he is. That's whom he is. And that the hear you, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, never changing. Has always been one. Who? The Word. The Word that spoke to the Israelites on Mount Sinai and gave the scripture to Moses. He says he is our God. He is the Lord. He is the Master. And therefore, he says we should know him. And then when we know him, we will love him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my scriptures, keep the word. And my Father will love you. And then we'll come and make our abode in you. You will know the truth. The truth will set you free, will make you free. You will know who I am, where I am. He said to them, in that day when you receive my spirit, you will know that I am in God, I am in my Father. And you in me and I in you. And that's why the apostles are able to testify to us by the spirit that God himself was in the man Christ Jesus that was born in Bethlehem. Who is that God? The Word in the Holy Bible. And that Word has returned to where he was before. That the only way we can see God, we can see that God is by Holy Scriptures. That the Holy Scriptures is the spiritual window to see God. The Holy Scripture is the very door to the Father. And that today we see Jesus. How? We see him by the Scriptures. And then he said he has given to us the message of reconciliation. We preach this word. That in this word, God is reconciling the whole world to himself. That's why it's called the word of reconciliation. That God is now in God, is in the word. Reconciling every human being to the scriptures. That is why he says, look unto me, all you, the whole ends of the earth, and be ye saved. I am God. There's not another. And that's what he is preaching to us by the gospel. That the gospel of Jesus Christ is the gospel of the Holy Scriptures. That we should all listen to the scriptures. That this word of reconciliation he gave to us is our God. He is the Lord our God. That this is the first commandment that you are a child of God, the first thing you must know is that the word of reconciliation is the Lord our God. It is Him that you are to be your personal Lord and Savior. There's no other Savior. There's no other name under heaven whereby we can be saved except the name of Jesus. Who is Jesus? The Word of God. Where is that Word of God? In the Bible. Wherefore, God has highly exalted the Scriptures and gave Him the name of Jesus so that we will know that He is somebody. Our mind will run to Him. He said He wants our mind to run to Christ, to the Scriptures. And that we should be mindful of Him. We should love Him with all our heart, with all our soul. If we do so, He will give us the Comforter. He will give us that Spirit of the Scriptures. And the Spirit of the Scripture will not be speaking to us from the pages of the Bible, telling us that we should look unto Him, that He is our God. That when He spoke to the disciples, see what He told them in John chapter 13, in verse 13. You call Me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. Who says so? Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? In the days of His flesh, He spoke this word that God was in the man Christ Jesus. He said, you call Me Master and Lord. You know what Master means? Teacher. And Lord, that's who I am. You are speaking correctly. Where is this speaker today? He said He's in the Scripture. He's in the Word. That's why it says we look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. When He spoke to them that day, He said the flesh profited nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Where is that word? That's what we are reading today. The word is still speaking to us. He said, you call Me Lord and Master, so I am. So the Scripture says. Scripture says, you call Me Master and Lord. That's what I am. I am your Master. I am your Lord. That's why He said, give Me your heart. Who is knocking at the door of your heart? The Master. That I am the Master, the true Master, the good Shepherd. He says, so I am. You are speaking correctly. I am the Lord. And this Lord is our God. Is it only our God? No, the God of the whole world. The Lord is one. There is not any other. All other gods are falsehood. They are the imaginations of men. They are not true. The Lord our God is one Lord. The only Lord. The only Master. The only Creator. He said, you call Me Master and Lord, so I am. That by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, that He formed us. He created us. Where is that word? It says, he that sees Me is seeing that God. That he that looked into these Scriptures, you are seeing that God that was in the man Christ Jesus. He said that God is now in God. That's what the Scripture says. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. When He says that the Word was with God, it means the Word was in God, in spirit, in the Word Himself, because God is Word. And so He says, you fools and slow, don't you know that He's supposed to leave the flesh and go to where He was before? That's why I said I go to My Father. Who is that Father? The Word. Is it only My Father? No. He said, I go to My Father and your Father, to My God and your God, that you should know Him. You should know where Christ has entered. That Christ has entered into His glory. Where is that glory? The glory of the Holy Bible. That this glory is the glory of the Father Himself. He says, glorify thou Me with thy glory, with the glory I had with you before the world was made. What glory? The glory of the Word. That God created everything by the Word. That today we don't see Christ in the flesh. If we are still in that dead way, that is say, that's death. That we see Him by the Word. That if we look into this perfect love, liberty, we are seeing our God. The great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He says, anyone that believe on Him shall live forever. By what means? By Me. He says, the flesh and blood shall pass away one day, but the Word of God shall remain. Who gave Him life? The Almighty Father. He says, as the Father has life in Himself, as God is the source of life, so He has given to the Scripture to be the source of our life. That if we keep looking unto him, he said we will have life and have it more abundantly. What life? The life of God. The life of the word. He will say, when tell you, I will change you from glory to glory to himself so that you can see your God. That this Bible is our God, the true God, the Lord, the Master. He said, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. That if we become disciple of the word, we are looking at this Bible, we are reading it as the word of God indeed. Not spoken by another person. That God is speaking directly to us and then we become student of the Bible. He said, if we continue in that way, we will soon find out that he is the Lord. He is our God. That he speaks. That once we can hear his word, we can understand what he's saying. That they did not understand, his disciples did not understand the scripture. They didn't know the scripture he's speaking. Then he now opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. That the scriptures is not ordinary writing. They are spirit and they are living. That God has given his life to the scriptures. So that this scripture will be the Lord our God. For no man has seen God at any time. God is a spirit. You can't see him. He so loved us, he gave us his son. This son is this holy Bible. Is there anyone that sees my son and honor him, he's honoring me. Anyone that believes in him has believed in me. That God wants us to believe in the scriptures. He wants us to receive the scriptures. He wants us to love the scriptures. He wants us to abide in him. Jesus says, if you abide in my words and my word abide in you. He wants the scripture to abide in us as the Lord our God. There is not another. Don't make no provision anymore for any other thing. Let it be your dread. Let it be your fear. And that if you do so, he says, then you shall be saved. Sayeth the Almighty. That's why the world is in confusion today because they can't find their God. But he said, I'm God. Be still and know that I'm God. Who? The scriptures. That once you believe in this word, that he is the controller general. He is the Lord. He is the one that created all things. And he's standing on this earth forever. Who planted him? The Almighty God, the awesome Father, planted this Bible on earth. He says he gave him eternal life. He didn't give eternal life to the flesh. That we die as humans, but we shall live forever in Christ. By the power of the scriptures. So God demonstrated him to us by making him flesh. He came in flesh and blood. And so that we can see him. That if we also receive his spirit, the spirit of the scripture will give you everlasting life. You'll be living forever by this scripture. That anyone that believes in him has everlasting life. Through what? Through the scriptures. That you have passed from death to the living. You have left the dead flesh to the living Christ. That he says, have me. And have me more abundantly. Let Christ dwell in your heart richly. What does that mean? Let the knowledge of Christ dwell in your heart. That this is life eternal. That they might know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Knowing him is eternal life. As you know many things in this world, when you know it, you have received it. The same way, once you know the true God and the Jesus is sent, you have him. By knowledge, that God is a God of knowledge. Once you know that the holy word of God is the true God, it says you are free indeed. Say here the scriptures that cannot lie. That's why he's being preached to us. Why is God preaching his son to us? He wants us to be saved. He wants to save us by him. To tell us the truth that this is our God yesterday, today and forevermore. That he can never pass away. And therefore, he says that this is the covenant he's going to have with us in this day. That from the least to the greatest, everyone shall know the Lord. No one will say, know your God anymore. You will know him. And then that is the covenant, everlasting covenant. It will never be taken away from you. Though you die as a human being, on that day, on the last day, he said the trumpet shall sound. And those who have the spirit of the scripture shall rise again. And so shall they ever have that body that Christ forever. It will never be taken away from you. He says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. He's telling you, so shall you have the supernatural spiritual body of Christ. He said, by one spirit are we all baptized into one body. Which body? The body of this holy Bible. By the spirit of the scriptures. He said, he bring us into this house. So that where he is will be there also. He give you a new nature. That's why he says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new being. And this being can never remove. It is the natural that will be removed. But the spiritual body can never be removed. He told Martha, he said, Mary has taken to that thing that will never be taken from her. And so that Christ can never be taken away from you. Why? Because he abides forever. Flesh and blood is taken away from us because we die. That is a fact. Every human shall die. We shall pass away. Even we, if we don't die, you say there will be a change on the last trumpet. And then there will be a changeover from the natural to the spiritual. Who is that spiritual? He says, I am the resurrection and the life. Where is that person? This Holy Bible. He's talking. He spoke to them on Mount Sinai. Moses said, you didn't see any similitude. You only heard a voice. That voice you heard is the Lord. Where is his word? In the Holy Bible. Therefore, he says, when we read the Bible, when we are looking at this Bible, we are looking at the undiable. We are looking at him that can never pass away. We are looking at him who is the Lord. See what he said by Prophet Zechariah in Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9 of it. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord and his name one. That's straightforward. He says, the Lord shall be king over all the whole earth. You know what he's saying? Say this word of God shall be king, shall be the governor, the government in the whole world. He's saying to us that the Holy Bible is the highest place you can come to. All over the whole world, so God ordained it. It will come to pass. And he says, in that day shall there be one Lord and his name one. He's talking of the final trumpet. When the trumpet shall sound, he said the whole world will see him. That as the lightning shining from one end of the earth to the other, so is the glory of this word of God. That when he comes in the glory of the Father, they will know there is not another. That he is our everlasting Father. Our natural parent, not everlasting Father. Jesus is that everlasting Father. That's why he says, I am he that is and was and is to come. The Alpha and the Omega, saith he the Almighty. But for now, he came down to save us as a loving Father. That this same Almighty God came down in flesh and blood, humbled himself and said, come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. I am your Savior. You are looking for God, I am God. He said they didn't receive him. But he said anywhere in this world, anyone listen to the spirit of the scriptures, listen to the scripture talking, he says he will give them life. They become children of God. And that this same God is now in God, is now in the Bible. No longer in the flesh. We shouldn't look for Christ in the flesh anymore. That in that day, this Lord shall be the God of the whole earth. His name is one. What name? The name of Jesus. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Where? In heaven, on earth, and beneath. Because there's not any other God. He is the Lord, our God. He is one, not two, certainly not three. Just one. One faith, one hope, one baptism, one calling. Who is calling? This one God. He called Adam. He said, Adam, where are you? There's not another person. He called, he says that many are called, but few are chosen because they will not take to this word. The scripture is speaking again on earth. He said, come, don't doubt the word that he was speaking to them in the old time by the prophets. That the spirit of this Bible was in men calling them. The spirit of the scripture was in Moses to speak to Pharaoh. He said, the Lord said, let my people go. If you don't let them go, that the scripture was speaking to Pharaoh. Pharaoh resisted the scripture, he perished. And the scripture is speaking again to men that I am God, whoever you be. It says, all shall come under his name. Who is going to do it? The Almighty Father, the great and terrible God that came upon Mount Sinai and the mountain was shaking. He said, this time around, he said, it's going to shake heaven and earth. It will shake both religious world, financial world, spiritual world, every world. It shall shake them. Because he is the Lord. He said he caused the ends of the earth. Who is this God? This Bible. Listen to him. These words are not ordinary words. They say they are my words. That the words I have spoken shall judge on the last day. That every scripture from Genesis to Revelation was spoken directly by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit spoke. And that this word is the only access to him. To the Spirit. If you believe his word, you have said to his seed that that Spirit is true. because you have believed his word. Is he going to change to something else? He said, no, Christ died not more. He can never return in the flesh, never. Because this word is that Christ. Is that word that was made flesh, reconciling the word to himself. And he said, look, oh, you fools and slow, why didn't you believe what the prophets wrote? This is Christ. The prophets wrote of me. Moses spoke of me. Where are they writing? In the scriptures. So why are you looking for him? Why did you say they have stolen his body? That he's going to come in the flesh, suffer, and return into his glory. Why did he come? To show us the way to the Father. That is the way. Because no one knows whom the Son is except the Father. No one knows whom the Father is except the Son. Then to whom the Son will reveal him. And the Son is saying to us, this is the Father I was telling you of. That the everlasting Father. The Word is our Father. My Father. And your Father. That's not another. That this Word of God gave birth to us. We are not belonging to the devil. We belong to God. We belong to the scriptures. And that we were his workmanship formed in Christ. That the humans were formed in his image. After his likeness. So if we are to live, we must live by him. As he said, the fish should come out from the water. And the animals should come out from dry ground. That's how man, he said, let us make man in our own image. After our likeness, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Unto good works, which God has ordained that we should walk in it. He said, in that day you will walk in me, and I will walk in you. You walk in the scripture will walk in you. And then you become my sons and daughters, saith the Almighty. He said, if anyone does not take to these, is a castaway. For there's not another God. That the word of God in the Bible is the Lord our God. That is the first commandment if you be a believer.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.